Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Welcome back to the Every Day Saturday podcast. It's Sam Crowley. Out and about. I'm taking you with me for a little ride today. If you get any background type of noise, it's just it's the Every Day Saturday mobile en route. Sometimes I like to go for a ride and talk. And that's what I'm doing right now. So come on, let's go. Let's do it. You're listening to the number one motivational podcast on the planet, hosted by Sam Crowley, founder of EverydaySaturday.com. And I want to turn the why don'ts into the how to's. That's the title of the show today. And what does all that mean? Sounds confusing? Well, of course it does. I created it. That's why it sounds so confusing. Let me dive into this. I get a lot of questions. Hey, why doesn't this work? How come this doesn't work? Why don't people succeed? Just an overall question. When they go into business, why don't they succeed? Specifically, I want to talk today about the online world. Okay? And this relates to just about everybody that listens to the show. You know, a lot of people want to start a business online, whatever that is, speaking, consulting, thought leadership, drop shipping, you know, stores online, whatever that is, you know, just accepting money on the internet. But why don't a lot of these people succeed? Well, it's the why don't is why don't most people succeed when they go for their dream? And my answer is they don't take themselves seriously. It just sounds crazy, doesn't it? Like, they talk a good game, but they only talk a good game when they're on, you know, when they're talking to somebody. Like, for example, if I were to see somebody at a live event and they tell me that they're a speaker and they talk a great game, you know, maybe they got a media kit, some great YouTube stuff, things like that. But if I were to really drill down into it, I'd find out they don't speak hardly at all, if ever, or they're a speaker coach. And I'm just talking in my niche. This could be related to any niche out there, all right? And it's the reason is because they don't take themselves seriously. And I think when this happens, you've got people for example, they don't have an office outside the home, or they don't have an office inside the home. And I fell victim to this when I first got started. And I still do a little bit of this. As a matter of fact, I'm out and about. What caused me to record this show is I'm out and about looking for office space, new office space. I had 1,300 square foot studio and all of that in my old house. And when the kids are at school, it's great because I very rarely get disturbed at home. But now we're coming up. It's April and my kids are going to be out of school in a month and a half. I can't be working from home in the summertime and still be effective. We're doing a huge relaunch of Every Day is Saturday, the Momentum Club, all that good stuff. And I'm going to be creating like massive amounts of content, audio, video, things like that. By the way, if you're not currently a member of my free, no charge, just a free Facebook group, I'm in there daily shooting videos, giving advice, answering questions, things like that. Go to everydayissaturday.com/FB group, as in Facebook, FB group. That'll take you right to the group. Or get on Facebook and just type in Sam Crowley's group of dreamers, doers, entrepreneurs. All right. Make sure you join that group. I'm in there every day. Also, make sure you follow me on Instagram at Every Day is Saturday. Okay. Those two things. That's where I spend the most amount of time. And of course, Twitter at Sam Crowley. But those two places, Instagram, video, photo, Facebook, a lot of video, photo, things like that. Okay. But I'm going to be looking for office space outside the home. And that's because I'm a business. I mean, I've been in business 12 years. And if I don't have a large space where I can work uninterrupted at home, I'm not serving my community well, okay? Who's your community? Who is your client? Who are your prospects? And do you have to, are you taking calls? Have you ever had this happen where you're talking to someone and they're in it sounds like a chaotic environment. That's not a business, you know? Or they're like, oh, hey, hold on one second. Nothing screams lack of professionalism other than either when I'm coaching someone or when I used to pay people and still do on occasion for whatever it is, for services, and the person either we're on a Zoom call or we're on cell phones. Oh, hey, yeah, hold on. And they interrupt me mid-flow, like mid-set. Oh, hang on. Can you hang on just 1 second, Sam? Yeah, sure. Now, look, I'm not a jerk, okay? I'll give you one of those. That's a mulligan, all right? I'll give you one of those, hey, can you hold a minute type things. That's cool. But when Johnny's tugging at your shirt and he needs to go to the potty or the doorbell keeps ringing or, you know, something happens, that name a thousand different things that are happening in a chaotic environment, that screams to me that you're not in a business environment and you're really just not a real business. I'm sorry, man. That's just the way it is. And that's coming across on the other line. Now, people are nice, especially people that are paying you or being paid by you. And they're not going to flat out say, man, it kind of sucks that we got to deal with all those distractions going on. You couldn't get a babysitter or you couldn't, you know, disconnect your doorbell or your Wi-Fi or something along those lines just to eliminate the distractions. And that would be if they actually said what they're thinking. So that's the first thing. Working in an environment, are you creating whatever it is that you create? We all create something that another person can consume. Are you creating something in an environment that's conducive to a real business? Like if you were going into a 100-story office building, all glass, overlooking the skyline, like that type of environment. Because when I was in my old house last year with that huge studio and office downstairs, I felt like I had left my home and went down into a creative environment and studio. And here's the other thing. Let me just say this. There are cases where you're on a webinar or you're on a Zoom call and your kids go, you know, walking by or, you know, Johnny comes home and throws his hockey stick against a wall and it's right in your bed. That stuff happens. That's actually kind of funny. I don't mind being on a Zoom or a webinar, especially if there's no charge and they're giving me information and there's some stuff going on in the background. I actually find that more interesting. I'm talking about when it's disruptive. And, you know, I think it's cool if somebody works from home, a mom or dad, and they got that stuff going on. A lot of the times I find that actually pretty cool. But I'm talking about, you know, when you're a business, treat it like a business. Do you have an LLC? Do you have a C Corp? Do you have an S Corp? Are you registered with your state as a business? Do you file? Do you have a Schedule C? Do you have a separate filing that you do? I mean, all of that stuff. Do you have an 800 number that rings in and sends an MP3 to your email? Do you have a separate voicemail people can leave you messages on? Things like that to just separate your business from your personal life. It's very important psychologically to own the fact that you are a real business. Let me hit on number two. So that's the why don't. Okay, why don't people succeed? Because they don't set themselves up like a regular business one would. Can you imagine if a restaurant or a dry cleaner or a legal office or a photographer in town or anybody, you know, anybody would try to go into business without doing what I just described, setting something up with the state, separate checking accounts, all that different stuff, office space, all of that. I mean, anything, brick and mortar business, you got to mirror that as best you can psychologically to say, hey, I'm here. Secondly, they don't think that what they have is valuable. Crazy. I know. Look, I know. And people are going to fight me on this. They're going to say, Sam, I know I can help people. Okay, cool. But are you charging what you're worth? I'm not saying you don't believe you can help people. I'm saying, are you charging what you're worth? Because I have people who I coach and have coached in the past that want to go into the same line of work that I've gone into and thousands before me have done, and that's this coaching, consulting business. And they're selling them their time out there at like $50 an hour. Like $50 an hour. You have no idea how valuable your time is. Obviously, you don't. It should be $500 an hour. And when I say that, you can see just in their body language, it makes them uncomfortable, which is fine. You know, you're never going to grow if you don't first feel uncomfortable. But until you – and look, this isn't from – please do not misconstrue this as arrogance, okay? I'm saying your time, okay? I value my time anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000 an hour, depending on what we're talking about and coaching on. And look, if it's not valuable, it's on the client. It's not on me, because I'm coming at it with 14 years of experience and they're coming at it with about 4 hours of experience. So if they're not asking better questions, they're not getting better answers. That's up to them, okay? That's not up to you. And it's up to you to value your time, because if you don't value your time, I mean, if you're constantly checking your phone, email, Messenger, Facebook, all these different social media apps, Voxer, all of that, you get a ping, 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 you're immediately checking it. I read a study, and this was when I first got started online, that if you get interrupted, for example, let's say you're sending an email to somebody. I saw a study that if you get interrupted, whether you take a phone call or somebody barges in the door, which is going to happen, especially if you got kids, trust me on that, okay? Like Kramer on Seinfeld, sometimes how my kids come busting in the door. All of it's drama. None of it's relevant to the moment. I said, is this drama? No, it's not drama, Dad. Is it an emergency? Yeah. And then it's a dramatic non-emergency is always what they do. Well, it's about prom. Well, you know, Susie posted on Instagram about me. And let me tell you, I thought we were friends. I'm like, out of my office. That interruption right there is going to cost me 15 minutes. It's going to cost you 15 minutes just to get back into the flow of where you were prior to that interruption. Does that make sense? So if you're writing sales copy, which I absolutely love to do, it takes me an hour to send an email, an hour. Some people don't believe that. Others, it takes longer. It takes me 1 hour to sit down, because all of my emails are original copy for that particular day, that moment in time, that I've whatever I've got on my mind. So it takes me an hour from the conception of it to implementing it, writing it, proofing it, sending test emails to myself, clicking on the links to make sure all the links work, all of that, okay? And if somebody comes in and I'm 15 minutes into that hour-long process and I get interrupted with what I just described to you, it's going to take me an hour and 15 minutes to send that email, because I'm scrambling back. Okay, now where was I? I was in the flow. I can't remember where I was. So the second reason why people don't succeed is because they don't take themselves or their advice or, and this is a big, big or, this kind of, you know, this is a huge or, their time. Should even actually be a separate point. Their time. Seriously, you have got to value your time. You must protect your time. Like Buckingham Palace, those guards standing in front of the palace with the funny hats on, that's got to be, you got to have that outside of your office, wherever that is, making sure that nobody interrupts. Because if you interrupt that time, holy cow, and times that by 5 to 7 interruptions a day, some of those are self-inflicted wounds. Those are unforced errors. You know what an unforced error is? You watch a tennis match, guy, girl, tennis player hits it into the net. It's an unforced error. What's that mean? They didn't have to. They just hit it in the net, gave the other person a point. You're just hitting it into the net and giving your competition and the enemy the points. You're playing the enemy. The enemy, it's you against yourself a lot of the times when you're a solo entrepreneur as well, because the only thing that you've got of value besides all of your intellectual property is your time. And you're giving that away. Unforced errors. Don't do that. Like, I'm recording this show right now in my car. I love it. You probably can't even tell the difference. Maybe you can. I don't know. I know one thing. I'm maximizing my time. I'm driving. I'm driving around Cincinnati. I'm in the middle of looking for office space, but I'm taking 15 to 20 minutes to share a message that's on my mind. Can you do the exact same thing? Yes, you can. Absolutely, you can. You can multitask. You can create content while you're doing other things. I'm in the flow right now. Like, imagine being in the car and you know you got all these thoughts that go through your head and you're like, damn, I wish I could share that. Well, that's what I'm doing. I don't say it. I just do it. Like, I am sharing what's on my mind, and that is why don't, into the how-to. Why don't most people succeed? Let's flip that and say how to succeed. So take the opposite of everything I just talked about, not valuing your time, not valuing your information, not existing like you're a real business. Those are the why don't people succeed. How to? Just flip it. Become a real business. Set up all the LLCs, the tax form. Get the office space. Value your time. Value your intellectual property. Tell people that, make sure nobody, get the, put on the, go do this. Go buy a black fluffy hat with the strap that goes underneath your chin like the guards at Buckingham Palace and wear that while you're working. Do it. Come on. Stand. guard at the entrance of your mind, man. I'm telling you, I would love if somebody sent me a photo of them doing that. Oh, my God. I would laugh my you-know-what off. I love it. I just love that stuff, man. What a great metaphor to think about. That's how you're working, like writing sales copy with that stupid black fluffy hat on with the chin strap and it's covering your eyes and you got to keep pushing it up with your hand to see while you're typing. That would be amazing. That'd be amazing. You know what else is amazing? You. You're amazing. And until you understand that, you'll never value your time. And if you don't, no one else is going to. You got to be the first one who values all of that. So with that said, once again, make sure you join our Facebook group. Go to everydayisaturday.com/FB, as in Facebook group, everydayisaturday.com/FB group. Hit me up on, follow me also on Instagram, @everydayisaturday, all right? Lots of great content coming down the pike, okay? And have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayisaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use #EveryDayIsSaturday.